Good evening, everyone. Today is Monday, the 7th of November, and I am so happy that each and every one of you had the opportunity to come on the Avon Motivational Radio Show that airs every Monday at 8:30. And today, we were supposed to have Donna Reed Mitchell, but her father is going to have surgery, so she had to fly back to Jamaica. So we're going to reschedule Donna Reed for maybe sometime in December. So today I'm going to speak on the topic, if you receive my email blast, on time management. Do you feel you need to be more organized and or productive? Do you spend your days in a frenzy or of activities and then wonder why you haven't accomplished much? Time management skills are especially important for your Avon business, especially for those representatives who often find themselves performing many different tasks during the course of a single day. I hope you find the time management tips, which I'm going to provide for you this evening, that will help you grow your Avon business. The first tip for time management is, no matter how organized we are, there are always only 24 hours in a day. Let me repeat that. No matter how organized we are, there are always only 24 hours in a day. Time doesn't change. All we can actually manage is ourselves and what we do with the time that we have. So how do we do that? Many of us are prey to time wasters that steal time we could be using much more productively. What are your time bandits? Use a day planner or a calendar to record your activities so that you can form an actual picture of what you actually do. This is the first step to effective time management. I personally like to use Google Calendar. So if you set up a Gmail account, and if you notice, once you set up the Gmail account, and for those who already have a Gmail account, you would notice that you will have on their home page a calendar, and you can actually open up that calendar and sync it to your email. And one of the things I like about the Google Calendar is that, one, you can sync your emails to your calendar. And what does that mean for you? Well, it will send your emails reminders of activities in which you have. So, for example, you put down Monday 8:30, the Avon Motivational Radio Show, you will get an email reminder from your Google Calendar. So that's one of the things I like about the Google Calendar. Another thing I like about the Google Calendar is that you can invite others to your meeting or event. So you have, say, for example, the Avon Radio Motivational Call. What you can do, you can invite other people, so it will send that calendar tag in the email to those people in which you're directing the information. So that's what I like about the Google Calendar. And then secondly, what I like about the Google Calendar is that I have, as part of my email on my smartphone, the Gmail. So with the Gmail on my smartphone, my calendar on my smartphone is synced with my Google Calendar. So if I'm out running around doing errands, and I type in an appointment into my Google Calendar, it on my phone, it will automatically sync on my Google Calendar on the internet. if, like, God forbid, I don't have my phone, I lose my phone, and I'm have access to someone's computer, I can always look at my calendar on the internet. So that's one of the things I like about the Google Calendar, and it's free. Some people like to use Outlook by Microsoft, which works the same way as a Google Calendar, as well as managing your email. So these are some of the tools that you want to put in place so you can manage your time and also give you an accurate picture of what it is that you do per day, and then to see, you know, to help you identify your time bandwidth. So the first thing you're going to do, you're going to get a Google Calendar, and then you're going to sync it to your smartphone, or you're going to download or utilize your Outlook program. Remember, the focus of time management is actually changing your behavior, not changing the time. For 1 week, I'm going to ask each one of you to set goals. Time management and goal setting are pretty much the same. You know, in order to achieve a goal, you need a blueprint. Or you need a ladder, you need the steps of a ladder to take you from the bottom to the top of your goals. So I want each and every one of you to try for 1 week to set goals. And then let me give you an example. My goal this week was to send out a proposal, meet with a client, and prepare for the radio show. Also to pack. So what I do, I sit down and I write all my goals down that I want to achieve for the entire week. And then what you're going to do, you figure out how much time it should take you to achieve each goal. So I had already written my proposal, so all I had to do was proofread it. So that should take me about a half an hour, so I would put 30 minutes to pack. I'm going to do that in parts, so that would take me about an hour, so I'll put 60 minutes there. To, say, for example, wash my floors for the week. Let's say that'll take me like 30 minutes. I'll put 30 minutes there. Then what I do, I take my activities, my list of things that I need to do, and then I chart it out and spread it out throughout the week so that I know that maybe today I have to propose that had to go out today, so obviously that proposal had to go on today's list. So I have that item on my list. And then, say, for example, I know that I have to prepare for the radio show, so that will go on today's list as well. I have to pack. So that's not as important as preparing for the radio show and sending out the proposal. So perhaps I will put that packing task on a Tuesday. And then, this is how I would schedule my time according to my calendar. And you may want to do it on paper first and then transfer it to your Google Calendar. And then what you do, when you look at your task, you want to also factor in everything that's important to you that you need to achieve, and that includes your household chores, that if you're going to school, your study time, the time that you travel to go to school, all these items should be placed in your plan or your schedule. And why is this important? Because, one, you want to see what your time bandits are, as I mentioned before, what's stealing most of your time. But secondly, a lot of times, you know, especially when we're in business to ourselves, so we don't think that we do a lot. So when you look at when you go back at the end of the week and you look and see all the things that you have actually achieved, you say, my God, I really have done a lot of stuff within a week. That's number one. And number, another, the other point is that when you go back and look at your time, you will see that you actually, you can see what actually worked and what didn't work. The next thing you want to do, you want to implement your plan. And how do you do that? How do you implement your plan once you have set up your goals for yourself? Again, you want to make sure you have something like a day planner, an outlook, so this way you can actually physically see your schedule and manage your time. As I mentioned before, you want to put your list. You want to prioritize your list. What's the most important thing you need to do each day when you wake up? And it's okay to change your goals each day because things happen, and sometimes things get thrown in the mix. So you know, each morning you need to either add to your goal list or subtract. It's okay to take things off your goal list. But also you need to take when you first in the morning, you need to look at your goal list and figure out what it is that you need to do. So in this way you have a clear mind of how your day is going to begin and how your day is going to end. And then you want to ask yourself, if you have like 20 tasks for a given day, how many of those things do you truly need to accomplish? Because sometimes we put things in our lives that we don't really need to do. You know, you need to be very realistic also when you're making up your tasks or your goals for that day or for the week. I can't stress enough that you need to establish routines and stick to them as much as possible. While crisis will arise, because things happen in our lives, you will be much more productive if you can follow routine most of the time. So when you're putting together your time management schedule, you may have read a passage from the Bible. So that's your routine. The first thing you may get up in the morning is we have either read something that's spiritual or something that's inspirational or something that motivates you. That could be a part of your routine. That may be the first thing you do every morning. A routine item may be saying your prayers when you first get up or going to bed, or last thing you do before you go to bed. That could be your routine. Making breakfast for your family, making lunch for your family. You know, that's your routine. So you want to make sure you put your routine things in. Reading your email, that should be routine in your list. Again, when you have these routines, they become habit. And then you have to get in the habit when you set goals to set time limits for tasks. For instance, reading and answering emails can consume your entire day if you let it. So instead, set an hour a day for this task and stick to it. So I feel like, I think with Inspector Gadget, my phone, I use it for everything. And one of the things I do, I set the alarm on my phone. So if I know that I'm only going to read my email for 1 hour, I will go to my phone, I will set the time for 1 hour. So if I'm going to read my emails from 9 to 10, then I will set the clock to go off at 10 o'clock. And I don't care if I'm in the middle of the word in the law. It's over. I have to now go on to the next task. But don't forget, when you're in business, you are the boss. You don't have a boss telling you what it is that you need to do. So you have to be very disciplined when you are when you're self-employed. And when you're disciplined and you stick to your task, you're more productive, as I said in the beginning, and you'll get more done. Be sure that your system that you have in place is organized. Are you wasting a lot of time looking for files on your computer, looking for papers in your drawer, looking for, you know, trying to figure out where your stamp is, trying to figure out where your campaign books are? You should have everything in that you need. All your tools should be lined up and should be organized. On my computer, I have an Avon folder. Within that Avon folder, I have various folders within. I have a folder for photos. When I find nice Avon photos, I put it in there. When I receive flyers from my district manager, Maria Rivera, like recruiting flyers, I put that in a folder that's called recruiting. If I find some interesting articles about Avon, I put it in my folder that's called Avon Articles. This way, when something comes up and I want to reread something, or if I have someone in my downline who I would like to share information, I don't spend 2 hours trying to search my entire computer, trying to figure out where is this document. So you want to make sure that just, you know, whatever system you have in place, you have it organized, because that is number one in terms of wasting time, is when you have to search and look for stuff. So, you know, the first thing you want to do is if you're not organized, or if your system that you have put in place is not working, redo it. It's okay to redo it. Organize so it would make your task go smoothly and that you can access the information quickly. Don't waste time waiting. You know, a lot of us, you know, we find ourselves waiting for a client, waiting for a prospect, waiting for a dentist appointment, waiting for a doctor's appointment. It's impossible to avoid waiting for something or someone. But you don't need to just sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You know, I carry a big bag, my Avon Mark bag, the hobo bag, and in it I have, you know, everything in it. But, you know, you always have something to do with you, such as, you know, you may want to write a report, or you have a report you may want to read, so you want to throw that in your bag. You may want to take that time to balance your checkbook. Always have a blank pad of paper that you can use to plan your next marketing campaign, or hand out your campaign books, or, you know, maybe write your information on your books or whatever. Or if you're sitting there, like in a waiting room with a doctor, you may want to strike up a conversation and pass out your books. But you never sit somewhere idle. Always fill up your time with something that's productive. Technology makes it easy to work with. Wherever you are, whether you have a PDA system, you have a cell phone or a smartphone, some of us want that beautiful iPad, you know, pull that out, and you can actually do work. You can send emails. I send emails and texts all day long, and I do it from the comfort of wherever I'm at using my my smartphone. For those of you who are looking to purchase a cell phone, a new cell phone, because your year contract is up, I would strongly suggest that you look into buying a BlackBerry, or an iPhone, or an Evo. That's what I have. I have an Evo. Because you can run your entire business from your phone. And the other reason why you want to use an iPhone is because you can download apps that will help you with your business. For example, those people who like to take their own credit cards, you can download a program called Square. And that would allow you to take credit cards. But you can only download that app unless you have a smartphone. The other item that I would suggest that you download, which is, I love this app. Let me see if I can find it. This is second. I should have wrote that one down. It's called, give me a second. It's an app that you can use. It's called Color Note, ColorNote. And with Color Notes, you can write yourself notes so that you can go back and keep track of what it is that you need to do, want to do, or whatever. And you can actually make the notes color, which is really cool. And another app that you may wish to download that will help you with your time management is Remind Me. I love it, Remind Me. And again, you can go to your app store and find these very wonderful apps. And one of the things I have on my Remind Me is I will receive checks today, which is like really cool, you know. So every day I get that message that, you know, I will receive checks today. I would suggest, you know, exploring your apps once you get your iPhone and or your Evo or whatever, your BlackBerry, and download time management programs or things that can help you keep on track. Let me go back. I just lost my page. You can be in control and accomplish what you want to accomplish once you've come to grips with the time management myth that has taken control of your time. So remember, time doesn't change. You have to change within the time. So now, what kind of things should you include in your time management? Well, your time management is not only your A1 business, but it also should have personal growth and development. That should be part of your time management. In fact, that should be a part of your routine. What do I mean by personal growth and development? You should do something every day that's going to uplift you and enrich your mind. And that's, you know, taking some kind of business book, whether it's Kawasaki, Rich Man, Poor Man, and reading, or any of the books that I recommend. Maria's very big on John C. Maxwell. But, you know, you don't have to read the whole book. You know, you can read maybe a page or a paragraph, but you should do something that will enrich your life every day, and that should be a part of your time management. We cannot serve anyone unless we properly exercise. So exercise should be included in your routine, and it should be part of your time management. Family time. You know, how much time you can spend with your children, your husband, your loved ones, your significant other, even pets. That should be in your timeline also, part of your routine. Household chores should be also scheduled. You just don't pop up and say, I'm going to wash the floors. That should be planned and scheduled along with your meals and laundry, whatever it is that you have to do. But that should be a part of your timeline. Spiritual time, you know, your time that you're going to pray, again, as I mentioned before, the time you're going to read your Bible, that should be scheduled. And, again, that should be routine. And then you should have me time. A lot of times we do so much for others that we forget about me. So you should have me time. This is the time you're going to be alone. This is the time you may want to wash your hands. Maybe the time you may want to do your nail, give yourself a facial using our new products. But you need to give yourself me time. And that's so, so important, because if you don't have me time, you're going to burn out. You're literally going to just crash and burn. So you should also have me time scheduled. So what are you going to do? The first thing you're going to do, you're going to download Outlook, or you're going to utilize Outlook that's on your computer, already on your computer. If you don't have Outlook because you have a Mac or whatever, or iPad, then what you're going to do, you're going to open up an account, which is free, at gmail.com. And with your email account, you're going to subscribe to the calendar. and that will sync your calendar to your Gmail account. And then you're going to add your Gmail account to your cell phone, your smartphone, your iPhone, your Evo. And then what you're going to start to do, you're going to sit down with a piece of paper. You're going to write your goals. First, your goals should be, what is it that you want to achieve and by when? And then you're going to write the steps to achieving your goals. So if you know that you want to become a unit leader, then you know that prospecting is going to be key and high on your list. So you're going to have to schedule, you know, and look in your schedule and figure how often you are going to prospect and how long you're going to prospect each day. So say, for example, you're going to go out once a week because you have a family, and you're going to spend 2 hours prospecting. And say your prospecting day is going to be Tuesday. So Tuesday, maybe from 11 to 1, that's going to be your prospecting day, and you put that in your calendar. Then you have to have your Avon ordering day. What day you're going to place your orders. Hopefully you place them every day. You put that time down, and then when you're going to submit your orders, that should be on your calendar. Again, your religious time, your family time, your exercise time, correspondence, you know, marketing. These are all things that will help you with your business, but you have to plan it into your schedule. If there's meetings, we have Avon leadership meetings, we have Avon general meetings, we have Avon recruiting meetings, we recruit meetings. You know, these items should already be in your schedule. And every time you get an email from Maria or whoever your district manager may be, or you get a call from Carmen or whoever your sales manager, regional sales manager may be, you should put that time, the date, the meeting type, what is it, a leadership meeting, general meeting, or whatever, the location of the meeting, and the contact person. And I usually like to cut and paste the email. If an email was sent, I like to cut and paste and put in the notes section. This way, when I open it up, I can see when and I can get more detail in case I've forgotten. But this way, people don't have to tell you or remind you that you have a radio call at 8:30 every Monday evening. That should already be in your schedule. You should not have to be told that you have a leadership meeting a business meeting the first Thursday of every month, because that should already be in your calendar. It's just, you know, it's just something that you just see and say, oh, yeah, I already have. But no one should have to call you to remind you or send you a text to remind, because these are things that should already be on your schedule along with your other tasks. So I do have a couple of quotes on. I'd like to share that with you, and not a couple, but one quote. A man who dares waste 1 hour of time has not discovered the value of life, and that's by Charles Darwin. And the reason why I selected that quote for the time management segment of our motivational call today is because the one thing that you cannot give back to a person, and that is time. So you don't want to waste your time, and you don't want to waste the time of others. So that's why time management is so important, and time management is so important for your business. Next week, I have a book for you to read, and the name of the book is The 1 Minute Manager. That is The 1 Minute Manager. And the authors are Kenneth H. Blanchard. That's Kenneth H. Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. Spencer Johnson. Again, the book is called The 1 Minute Manager. And again, as part of your daily routine, you should be reading something that is inspiring and is going to help you to grow your, help you learn something more in terms of growing your business. Our next new recruit training for my team, I had to change the date because I just got a patch in the mail that I have to go to an event in Albany. So I changed the new recruit training to Friday, November 18th at 6:30 p.m. And so mark your calendars accordingly. That's the new recruit training Friday, the 18th, 6:30 p.m. is going to be at my apartment building. And next speaker for next week will be Maria Rivera, district manager for the Bravo team, Bill 2091. And so we're looking forward to that. And for those people who are listening to it and say, wow, this is overwhelming, I don't think I can do this and you know, run my business effectively, yes, you can. I don't know if people know about me, but I am an elected official. I serve on many boards, and I have to attend many events per day and per week, and I still manage to run my Avon business effectively, and the only way I can run my Avon business is because I have and I stick to my time management. So for each and every person who is listening to the radio show today, you know, your challenge or your homework for today is to immediately sit down, write your goals, write your what you want to achieve for this 1 week, and break it out into the 7 days of the week, and then put those items according to time into your new calendar and schedule it. And also put the, most importantly, put a alarm on your schedule so your phone will beep to let you know that you have a task in which you have to do. Okay, so with that, everyone, I wish you a successful week. I hope you found this information to be very helpful, and hope to hear from you next Monday, and please share this information with others. Okay, everyone, good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.